Simon & Schuster Australia presents Chasing Wrongs and Rights, written and narrated by Elaine Pearson. To all the human rights defenders who are fighting for our rights. Prologue. Whenever I go home to Perth in Western Australia, I remember it's the big blue sky that I've missed. The earth there is so flat, the sky takes up all the space. It swallows you up and sucks up the energy. You can't help but look up into that deep shade of blue, cloudless and intense with heat from the searing sun. I used to daydream a lot growing up, looking up at the sky, thinking about the world outside Perth, thinking about what people elsewhere were doing. My family moved to Perth in 1981, when I was 5 years old. My mum and dad drove across the Nullarbor, No Trees Plain, from Sydney for 5 days in our yellow Toyota station wagon, packed full of all our belongings. I was wedged on some dusty pink pillows between the TV and the legs of our formica dining table. I was born in Blacktown, in the western suburbs of Sydney, to a white British father from South London and an ethnic Chinese mother from Singapore. It was Dad's second marriage. His first wife had died tragically, and he raised 4 young children alone, my half-brothers and sisters. My father worked for Qantas Airways, scheduling the flights in and out of Australia in an era before this was done by computers. He was made redundant in the 1990s. My mother was a nurse at the local public hospital. Nowadays, a lot of my friends' families are mixed race. But back then, in Blacktown and in Perth, our family looked different. From an early age, I was always slightly self-conscious of not quite fitting in. Like most mixed-race kids, I had a crisis of confidence from my early years. Am I white? Am I Asian? Am I Australian? Am I British? I may have been born in Sydney, but my passport said I was British. I only got myself an Australian passport after I turned 18. Dad emigrated to Australia as a 10-pound pom with his young family around 1960, but he never lost his British accent. He had a photographic memory. He could remember bus and train routes from his travels 20 years earlier, and a brain made for crunching numbers. He never had the chance to attend university, but I always thought he would have enjoyed it.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?